Anyone traveling the 100 miles of road leading from the southern Bhutanese border town of Phincholing to the capital, Thimphu, can see the people who are building the infrastructure of this tiny Himalayan nation, almost from scratch. For the most part, they are not Bhutanese. They are mainly young men and women from Bangladesh and the Indian state of West Bengal, and they have come to Bhutan for the jobs that the vast majority of Bhutanese laborers either cannot or will not do. Safiqul Islam, a 23-year-old from West Bengal, is one of them.
He
tells he's not feeling quite good, but due to the job he is to come here. Money problem, that's why he come here, far away from the families. After 6 months he go back again with the payment, to make all the family happy.
As a semi-skilled construction worker, Safiqul makes about 200 rupees a day, the equivalent of about $5. He is paid better than most of the estimated 50,000 migrant workers who, escaping poverty back home, snap up jobs in Bhutan's booming construction industry, building roads, hydropower plants, and tourist hotels. For Bhutan, the rising number of migrant laborers has both positive and negative sides. The cheap labor is fueling Bhutan's rapid modernization, but the influx of foreign workers, mixed with rising unemployment among Bhutan's youth, is blamed for increasing petty crime and drug and alcohol abuse. But, some analysts say, the migrant laborers are almost a necessity for Bhutan's growth. Recent government statistics show that unemployment in Bhutan has tripled in the past 3 years, rising to nearly 4%, with unemployment rates much higher for ages 15 to 24. Still, on average, the Bhutanese are better off than most in surrounding countries. Yearly per capita income in Bhutan is about $1,400, roughly twice that of neighboring India. Sonam Tsering is Bhutan's Minister of Economic Affairs.
Because of education, I guess aspirations have changed. We do have an unemployment problem. We have a lot of educated youth coming out in the job market annually. Now, they all have much higher expectation. They are no longer interested in blue-collar jobs. So everybody wants to have an office. They want to sit on a chair. They don't want to apply themselves physically. So the problem that we are facing at the moment in Bhutan is basically the mismatch between supply and demand.
The demand in Bhutan's fastest-growing job market, construction, is for low and semi-skilled laborers who can work long hours for low wages and are willing to live in the hundreds of squalid laborer camps cropping up in urban areas. The camps are clusters of corrugated tin and tarpaulin lean-tos, few with access to running water. Health experts in Bhutan say the large numbers of poor foreign workers living in the crowded camps could pose an increased risk of spread of HIV/AIDS and tuberculosis, diseases more common in the countries that surround Bhutan. Sonam Chuki, a political science lecturer at the Royal Institute of Management in Thimphu, says the government needs to address the problem of youth unemployment.
If the government cannot address it now, and if it continues for some years to come, then I think it would be a big concern, because when youth are unemployed, there's a problem of getting into drugs, small thefts, burglaries, alcohol, and also getting into street fights. You see, then the social ills are there. Here, we're also talking about the rise of street prostitutes, you see. It's a really sad thing for Bhutan.
Tishring says the government is setting up programs to teach young people in Bhutan skills such as carpentry, plumbing, and electrical engineering, all of which are vital to the construction industry. Fear of a large and growing force of foreign laborers is particularly acute in Bhutan, a tiny country of only about 630,000 people, sandwiched between two giants, India and China. This is not the first time that huge numbers of foreign laborers have raised concern in Bhutan. Bhutanese authorities cracked down on thousands of migrant workers in the late 1980s, many of them illegal immigrants from Nepal. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Thimphu, Bhutan.